Well, as social media giant Facebook and search engine Google are being called upon to do more to get rid of dodgy advertisements featuring prominent Australians. The latest ad, which has surfaced on the web, features a doctored photo of journalist Jessica Rowe in which her face looks as if it's been bruised. On it are the words, "Breaking news, a sad day for Jessica Rowe, our prayers go out to her family." The provocative picture is one of many that have surfaced targeting female celebrities. The celebrities themselves are warning people not to click on the links. Manu Bobo has this report.
Jessica Rowe is a journalist and a mum. She's also the target of some dodgy ads.
It makes my heart miss a beat, actually, when they've popped up when I've been on legitimate websites, and then suddenly there's that one of those little pop-up boxes with a picture of me, clearly photoshopped, but with terrible bruising on my face. It is horrible.
Just the other day, Jessica Rowe was confronted with one of those unexpected images while she was surfing the internet with her 9-year-old daughter.
Suddenly, this pop-up pops up and it's me. And she's like, "Mummy, what is that?" And I was kind of like, "Oh my God, what is that?" And again, to me, the real issue is too that this little pop-up appeared on a legitimate news website. The other part that I find enormously frustrating is there's nothing that Google say they can do about it.
Jessica Rowe says people are losing money and then contacting her on social media. She's urging people not to click on the ads.
What sickens me is that people are being done out of their hard-earned dollars. So for goodness sake, please do not believe it. If anything is too good to be true, it normally is. And I would never, ever endorse anything like a diet or a weight loss pill or any of that silly quackery nonsense.
Co-host of the Sunday Project on Network 10, Lisa Wilkinson, has herself been targeted for some years. Recently, these dodgy ads have been giving reasons why she left the Today Show and why she's purportedly leaving her current job.
What they say is that I'm leaving because my real love is to create my own makeup and beauty empire. And wouldn't you know it, you can buy Lisa's fabulous new face cream that she's also given to her good friends Kate Blanchett and Nicole Kidman.
She's been trying to get them taken down.
They seem to come via Facebook, and yet every interaction I've had with Facebook, they take no responsibility for it.
A Facebook spokesperson said in a statement,
"We do not allow adverts that are misleading or false on Facebook, and we removed several adverts that violated our advertising policies. We encourage anyone who sees an advert that they believe infringes an individual's rights to report it so the content can be reviewed and removed by our teams."
Google has issued a statement saying,
"We have clear policies against ads that mislead or trick users into interacting with them. When we find ads that violate our policies, we remove them."
Rochelle Johns is an Associate Professor of Marketing at the University of Canberra.
So often when you go to a website, you'll see that advertising is randomised. If you hit refresh on the page, you'll see that there could be a new ad that pops up. And so what happens is when an organisation buys advertising space, they'll often buy it for a suite of sites. They'll buy it for certain time zones or times, or it might just be completely random.
She points out advertisers' ability to track and update an ad in real time could be aiding the dissemination of the images.
For example, if on, 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, they recognise that the ad isn't working, they're not getting enough click-throughs, they're not getting enough interest, what they can actually do is update the site, tweak it a little bit, increase a discount or change a quote or change a headline on the ad. And I think this could be where the problems are arising with the fake testimonials.
According to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, online shopping scams, some featuring celebrities, are the fastest growing category of scams in Australia. Delia Rickard from the ACCC warns shoppers to be wary.
So far this year, the ACCC's had over 2.3 million reported to us as lost in online shopping scams, and I suspect that's just the tip of the iceberg.
She's calling on Facebook and Google to do more.
It's true they do remove things, but I think it's important too that it's made really easy for people to contact them, and there should be an assumption that where it's a regulator reporting of a celebrity whose face is used as the clickbait in an ad, that they will take it down and then do their investigation rather than for it to stay up until whatever steps need to be taken are taken.
Delia Rickard from the ACCC, my new Bobo reporting.